Tachadaha. He just smashed the Luchot. So it's very impressive. So what's the deal? Why? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was above Kas. It wasn't Mitzat Kas. What was the point? What was the Nakuda of smashing? All right, thank you. That thank you in presence. Shekoa Kadol. What was the Nakuda of smashing Luchos? What was Moshe Rabbeinu?
Difficulties with the pizza from the sixth floor people. Something got messed up. There's another event going on downstairs. Hopefully the leftover pizza, and I'll bring it here.
Thank you, Ernie.
This is a story. About 3 years ago, I was having lunch with a chaver of mine from MTA and from Shalavim, 45th, Milk and Honey, both having salads. That's what my friend said. I said, can you imagine 20 years ago in MTA that one day in the future we'd be having, instead of pizza, we'd be having salad for lunch? So when you get white in the beard, these things happen. And I said, whatever, anytime. Okay, so what happened? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu smash the luchos? Ha'inyan, ki ha'Torah v'amuna hema ikarei ha'uma Yisraeli, v'chol ha'kdushot, all the kedushas of Makom, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, hema pirtei usnifei ha'Torah, the details of the Torah, the Torah defines for us makomos hakadoshim and levels of kedusha. It's a nekuzeri. We don't decide what's kadosh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu decides for us makomos hakadoshim as outlined through the Torah. V'lachein ein chiluk l'chol nyani haTorah bein b'makom, as we just said, bein b'zman, and also v'hishava be'eretz of chutzah, except levad mitzvot tefillin baretz, except for mitzvot tefillin baretz. All the mitzvahs, talisman, fillin, benam l'chavero, they're all the same in Eretz on Chutzlarts. V'chein hu shava, thanks. Bein la'adam ha'gavoa shebigvoem, the highest person, Moshe isha lokim l'shafel shebishvalim. As I've shot yesterday, in Chazar shots, we have to listen. Rabbanim shouldn't pick up, shouldn't open up svarim, and balabatim shouldn't open up parsha sheets, all right? Everybody's the same. V'im yavor echad mehema, if one person, the highest or lowest, does an aveira, dat echad lo imashafel shvishvalim, it gets known as Moshe lo karo haTorah ratzirsur. Moshe was only called the middleman. He was only called the middleman. The Torah, even though it's Torah's Moshe, but really it comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah he michuyeves hametzius. The Torah just must be 2 + 2 = 4. That's a fact. The Torah in this world is the blueprint. Just like Hashem has to be, the Torah has to be. That's the Yom HaShishi. If not for everything was totally v'omi until the Amis accept the Torah, if we wouldn't accept the Torah, nothing would exist. All brings in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a plan for this world. It's written down in the Torah. It's not our choice in the matter. This is the way it has to be. With all due respect to human innovation, to initiative, to their guidelines, they're absolute things which don't change. And basically speaking, unless the Torah makes a distinction between Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlars, never say never. Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlars are different places in Yerushalayim, based on Mikdash, men, women, different kinds of Zman, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Yontif, Yemot HaChol. It's all the same as demarcated through the Torah. And therefore, the Meshech Chacham was saying outside, he says like this, what happened? The people attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu supernatural powers, and they said, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu's not coming down, so we need something else, we need an Egel. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu realize? He says, they realized instead of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're worshipping Moshe Rabbeinu, or an Egel, or even the Luchos. Because if you don't realize that all the Makor of Kedusha comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu as expressed in the Torah and not through our kepis, then you're totally off. You worship Moshe, you worship the Luchos, you worship the Egel. Therefore, I smashed him. To get this point across, that all comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will as expressed in the Torah. That's the big yisod. Okay, so that basically, and with all due respect to Western society, or lack of respect, there are absolute things which we really... It's not all based on us. It's not all about us. It's about him with a capital H. That being said, so that's the Akdama. It seems like various elementary things, and Rav Shechter drove that home yesterday. But then we'll learn Gemara and Bava Basra together, and let's see what the Gemara says. Dama Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Baram Zachora To Ishl Tov, Yeshua Ben Gamla Shmo, Shomali Hu Nishtakach, printing, Nishtakach Toy Miswell. We're not for Yeshua ben Gamla, there'd be Chalila of forgetting the Torah in Am Yisrael. Shebitchila mishiyesh lo av melando Torah. If a person had a father who knew how to learn, he could learn. Misha ein lo av lo haya lamei Torah. My drush ulamatem otam ulamatem atem. All right, that we learned the drasha that you teach your kids Torah. So that was great. So a person has a father who's a lamdan. So Baruch Hashem, he has a name. All right, I think yesterday like 14 grandfather children, grandsons, and then kavul chomer father sons and that. So Baruch Hashem, the people Baruch Hashem, the father who learns, the grandfather learns. It's great, but unfortunately, that's not by everybody. So what Chazal do? Hitkinu shumashivin melamdei tinokot b'Yerushalayim. So they said, you know what? We'll have central learning in Yerushalayim. My drush kimitzion teitzei Torah, and therefore there's a famous Tosfos just referring to it, that Yerushalayim, with Ma'aser Sheni, Beis HaMikdash, everybody's Osek b'Melechet HaMakom, that would lead to more Torah in Yerushalayim. So Dafka, so the central place, so they made a takana to learn in Yerushalayim. But dying, Misha Yesh Lo Av, who could pay tuition, so it's great. So if a guy has a father or a grandfather, he's got it made. And if he's a father who, Baruch Hashem, can make ends meet and pay tuition, it's great. But what happens if his father doesn't know how to learn and doesn't have the financial resources? So what do? Hitkinu shihu moshivin b'chol plach uplach in every large city. So 16, 17 years old, when guys, you know, the mind is more mature then, so then they can really chop what's learning. That's great. But wait, OTD. So the OTD apparently happened those days as well. So if some kids, when they're 11 and 12 and they don't have, they're left roaming the streets, they don't always necessarily, go to be tovel in the mikvah and say to him all day long. Some are doing things, other things. All right, so they're going off to derech halila. So Ashabay Shub and Gamla v'tikein shiu moshivin melamdei tinokot b'chol medina medina b'chol ir ve'ir machnisan kiven sheish kiven sheva 6 and 7. Get them young, get them in a framework, get them off the streets, and let them protect society from them and them from society, and get them in a Torah framework. So we had l'chur the dindi oraisa, a father should teach his kid. Then we found the pasuk. Give it something to Torah Hashem Yerushalayim. That no, centralized Yerushalayim. Then there's another takana, another stage. 16 and 17, like local schools. A DRS here, a TABC there, but not everywhere. And then finally, they moved down to 6 and 7. Every single block, there's some time with Torah going on. But I thought things don't change. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz says, the Meshech Kamenetz says that Hashem gave absolute rules. And the Chura, they thought Torah is above time, right? They're absolute things. In Talmud Torah, there's drastic changes in terms of, is it the father teaching or the central Rebbe? Is it when people are 6 or when they're 16? What's going on? I thought things don't change. And there's more than that. Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So let's take a look on the right. So we're going to Emes Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, I just got to say, it's an amazing Sefer, and that the originality of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's mamish great stuff. So, says, let's find it right. So, Vahi Moshe Bahar Abim Yom Abim Lail. Night and day. I am pricking Rabbi Yezer, Diza Bezel Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua Makarcho, Omer Arbim Yom Asam Moshe Bahar, Kori B'mikra B'yom, he would learn Torah Shebachtav in a day, Vishona B'mishter B'layla, Torah Shebachtav B'layla, Olach Arbim Yom. All right, says, day, Torah Shebachtav, night, Torah Shebal Peh. V'nireh. It has to be that way. Why? They never electricity in those days. We're not allowed to do things. Now, at night, there's no electricity. So what happened? So at night, we learn things which are Baal Peh. And in the day, we had Torah Shebichtav. And all the times we can learn, Ella, Shekol Masav Yisrael Torah Miuchedes. In a day, which we're allowed, we can read, we have electricity, we have lights, so we could, with sun. So we do Torah Shebichtav, and at night, we do Torah Shebal Peh. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think we're learning Torah Shebal Peh day and night. And when we do Shnai Mikra Lecha Targum, we do that day and night as well. So what happened? Amnam, so Rabbi Yaakov asked a big question. Din Zeh Yesh L'Tamala, we should be amazed. Halacha psukahi, it's a clear halacha. Shedvarim shebichtav asur l'omen bal peh. We're not allowed, it's nisbi uraisa l'chora, to do dvarim shebichtav bal peh. Udvarim shebal peh, yet arashay l'kotman, we can't write them. Uma anuroin kate l'alacha l'maisim. Let's have a reality check. So Yaakov says, let's, a little reality check. Haposkim tarchu v'gavavu, they searched hard. Lano heterim shonim dvarim shebichtav l'omen bal peh. Ulehefech dvarim shebal peh hetiu l'chtov mishum eit l'sot l'ashem. So, maybe, you see, if it's just a very narrow heter of eight lasot l'shem eferu toatecha, maybe just put the Mishnah together, but Mamaisa, every single thing is being written down. And so now with Yom Tov, it's back to Sheval Peh, okay? But still, in terms of print, everything is being written down. Of al heter hazeh, of writing Torah Sheval Peh, nitrachev nitpashed, it's spread out. Achi kol gedol Yisrael, baruchu bircha shechianu, k'shezachol al stvei maltav. When Rosh Yeshiva print up Sfarim, they don't just hide it, you know, it's a little head like Shabbos Tichlui. No! They're really happy to make a Shechiyana. Wait, if that's an Asa, Israel, why is it a Heter? We're not proud of a Terim. But you know, a Fuch. When Rosh Yeshiva print up the Torah Shabbat Peh, and it's written in books and this and that, the Mikhlas Asher, I mean, we get really happy, right? Ubelishum Hisus, without any hesitation. Ukshash, Kasun Dvarim Shabbat Peh. Ulamitzas Chusum Nekshav. Anybody here work in Hatzalah? Anybody work here in Hatzalah? It's an ambulance. Any Hatzalah workers here? So I assume that Nebuch, that sometimes in Shabbos, they have to take somebody to the hospital. So the halachas of Bikuach Nefesh, but I don't think they get really excited that, wow, it's 4 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, now getting the car. It's a mitzvah, but the simcha, but it's Bikuach Nefesh, but they'd be happy about. Whereas when we write Torah Shabbat Peh, and it writes a sefer of Chidushim, we get really excited. Oh, so it says like this. Now he just drives home the point, make it more difficult. Mukuba hoitzel kol mamin bikari datenu. Anybody who believes in the Ikara Das, ki ha-Torah ha-Mitzuyah ta-Bedenu, hi-hi ha-Nisrila Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah which we have right now came from Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, there's something on the internet about the Velazhin. There's Velazhin in the heights, there's Velazhin in the valley, this and that, and that the Torah is the same thing. Somebody wrote that something recently. Uvaru hoitzel kol achad, ki Moshe Rabbeinu ve-Ezra Sofer ve-Hilo ha-Nasi, va-Rama ve-Rama, all of them, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Rishonim, Achronim, all the generations, kula natlu bimei achag, otan arbat minishan, and the same arba minim, esro gulav hadas merala, it's the same. V'chein taku bosa shofar shanam tkokin. We have the same tkiyah shofar. Vota tfilin v'atzitzit from mezuzah v'mitzuyah tabidenu, it's the same mezuzah and tfilin. Hein, shayu bibidei hatanoim v'amoroim v'agaonim v'rabbanim v'arishonim v'achronim. Then it doesn't change. That's the first Meshach Chacham we learned. That's what Shach was saying yesterday. Of a man shnei mitzvos Talmud Torah, and should be door to door. Rowin anu shmishtanim ofanei ki mitzvazu. It changes. V'kama midinah kiblu tzurach eres agavi. Who's teaching? Where we're learning? The ages. Bal peh b'chtav. These things change. So we have like this. When it comes to 612 mitzvos, we're the most mocking people in the world. Things don't change. The art of medium stay the same. Tzals and tefillin stay the same. Smaklos rashi ro'en gavim tam. Okay, but the basis stay the same. When it comes to Talmud Torah, things has changed all over. I thought we're Orthodox. What happened? Hareish the mitzvah zu shinu v'chazu v'shinu. They changed and changed again. Tiknu v'chazu v'tiknu. Umiyatilam levatol dreshas l'matim otam dreshas kimitzam de tetara. It says like atem otam atem. You the fathers teach the kids. So what, now you did it at Rebbeim and Dafka in Yerushalayim or Dafka in the cities and 16 going down to 6. What's happening here? Oh, and it says more than that. Lefi divrei Mishnah. Ben Chamesh L'Mikra, Ben Esl L'Mishra, Ben Tevel L'Migmar. So we have the Zilberman School, some kids are learning them. All right, Ben Chamesh L'Mikra, Esl L'Mishra, Ben Chamesh L'Mikra. But generally speaking, the majority doesn't do that. Start Gemara a little bit earlier. V'chein ata halacha psuka, mitchila chayva ben l'mod Torah shebichtav kula, v'achakach l'mid Mishnah Gemara. V'afa pike, nevertheless, v'zman gedolei ha-posin ha-kone. Now, hold on tight. Rav Yaakov knew Tanakh very, very well. So he's about to say some things about learning Tanakh, which was he himself knew Tanakh called, and he has a lot of Emes Yaakov is on the Nevi'im Ketuvim as well. Habach vashach adoratenu elu dorot shuzihirim b'kim kol mitzvos im kol pritim dikteim uvechol zot yiznichu leTanach. They just abandoned Tanach, which means the shnayim yotarkav akatargum. But the majority of the day, 90%, is Torah Shabbat Peh. Uzuchur manu shegam b'mameinu. Even in our days, kishatinok adayin ein lo yedi afilu shitchi. Even superficial knowledge he doesn't have. The Torah Shabbatav kramatlu limud agmara a little in third grade. A third grade, he knows half of Chumash and Yoshua and Shoftin, and he's already starting doing Elam Tzias. Umaznich and they abandon the garment, Libud HaTanach. Ukvar Tachu Achronim Lso Makol Menagzeh. They tried to find it was a mucker. Of a me, now get ready for this line. Of a me who Shir Shalem reformot Kmo Elu. It's reform. It's changing things. What's going on? Says the Yaakov. Reality check. The Tzur of Talmud Torah is changing. Baal Peh, Bechtav. Who to teach? What's going on here? Uve emet matzinu shigam bimei Rebbe. Now look historically. Darshu Gemara ain lacha mida gdol misur. They said the biggest thing is Gemara. Vacharkas Gemara mamsiya darshu l'olam haviratz mishnah yotem na Gemara. They said no, put emphasis on Mishnah. Harishashinu ofneki mitzvah tamut Torah lfi tzarchei shah. Things are changing. I thought things don't change. I thought things stay the same. Aval madu ben met lo higdira haTorah atzma chukei v'gidre kiyum hamitzvah hachashuva hazot. She connected kulam v'chol dor v'dor Torah tabiyada. What every generation. Things change. And how can it be? 612 mitzvahs, they stay the same. No, it's true. So the Torah says, if there's Rovir Shvaleah in Eretz Yisrael, if it's a Churban, all right, the Torah was very specific about that. But generally speaking, Arv Aminim, Talis and Philim, Bin Amal Chavero, stay the same. When it comes to Talmud Torah, we have sea changes. We have sea changes. How can this be? In the most, the Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Dafka Talmud Torah, that's where everything is Kiviyachol, a free-for-all. How can this be? Says of Yaakov the following Yesod, WW, whatever works. Or for those of us who are children of lawyers, WWWR, whatever works within reason. All right? Ever works. It says of Yaakov like this, Yesod davar b'chol elu fidatihu, ulamartim otam, ushmartim lasotam. The focus of learning Torah is to keep the Torah and to hold on to the Torah. Gadol Talmud, why? Shemevi lidei maisa. It has to be something which works. Hamaisa means like really retaining Torah and applying Torah. Hu hamagdir, that defines et surat mitzvot halimud. That defines how to learn. Ofen kiyuma, the way to fulfill it. The chomer hamilmad and the subject matter. Surato is content. V'tochno is content. Oh, so the mashal adavar medicine. Mishnah says rapo yarapi. Not a pre-med. All right, any pre-meds here? Any? Okay, now, correct me wrong. Is medicine just a little bit different than 50 years ago? Just a little bit different? All right, just so we could, why? What, you changed your mind? No. Every generation, the cutting edge, the doctors see what's the best way of treating people. And if there's new information, so things will change. The mitzvah of Rapo Yerapi stayed the same. But whatever works, whatever feels is correct, that's the correct thing. Baruch Hashem. All right, so that's the point here. Whatever works, the mitzvah stays the same. Verapo yirape. Same to Talmud Torah. My first day in MTA, Rav Cohen, is like this. I am not a Rebbe. I am a doctor. This is not yeshiva. This is a hospital. You're not talmidim yecholim. Torah is the refuah. All right, so that's the mashal. Okay, so what's the so he does the voice better than me. It's his. All right, so what happens? So the point though is that Talmud Torah, whatever works for that generation, that's the mitzvah. What works for that generation? Ulefikach im shinui ha'itim, with the changes in time, v'chalifas hadoros mishtanim ofanei halimud v'chalki haTorah hanumadam. Things change because whatever will work for Torah understanding and observance, that is koveya. B'tchila, originally, k'shekol Yisrael hayu limudei Hashem, v'kol kam Yisrael haya yachol v'atzman lomede b'no Torah, when Baruch Hashem, the average father, could teach his son, v'adai, for sure, ha'av hu melamed yotem mukshar. The most talented is a father who knows his kid. Kimi kamo yodea makirat ofi b'no v'kishim tov. He knows his son's personality and his values. Eza in Mesuga hu yotel lefos kedom. He knows what forms of Torah will work for him and as opposed to others. V'alachar kach. But as time went on, b'meshach hazman, nitrabu amei ha'aretz. There's more amaratzis. Ignorance. V'nkein. Im ninkot shiraka avim ledit b'no. If we hold, no, only the father. In Cain, b'nei amei ha'aretz, you amei ha'aretz, and so-called Doros. It's self-perpetuating. So the kids, those who have high IQ parents and know how to learn, they got it made. But kids whose parents, for whatever reason, didn't have a chance to learn or had difficulty in learnings, they were out of luck. Hitkinu loshiv melamdim. Because so they have melamdim, help them out. Because this will help Talmud Torah. Aval mikivan, shekein tzarech loshiv b'Yerushalayim. The thing you have to do in Yerushalayim. Shesham wa tamidim adak dusha shoreves b'chayim mekonim askim adoros and dafkin Yerushalayim, maiser sheni, beis hamikdash. It's a wonderful place. The Zevadai Sheyifal will impress Al Tamim Lit Maser to be dedicated to Ratam B'chol Yivam Nefsham. Great! But there was a problem. Avayu Nechmasim Rak Kivnei Tadzayin. You know, a big city, 16, 17, your parents trust you with a credit card and all that. V'ado Tozman, Shetosh Sheletas HaKadusha. In those days when the norms were good, Lo Yubotim Rabotayim. So the kids, when they're 11 and 12, they weren't going off the derech, they were saying Tehillim, they're going to Mikvah, all types of things. Aval. But then as a society had a downward spiral, it didn't start with the internet, there were problems even before that. You had to keep retention of the kids, have programs for them. So they lowered the age and lowered the location and expanded locations. So if you have centralized places to learn, we could have the top Talmidei Chachamim. In a perfect world, you have a few centralized locations with top rebbeim to the lapis level. But that's great. The problem is that diminishing returns. Not everybody's up to that level, and that we might be getting the top kids, the top the smartest, the brightest kids. But for Klal Yisrael, they were losing out. Oh, so therefore, what do we see from here? The Yesod is whatever works. In order, that should be Torah observance and Torah knowledge. Even though there might be the pristine state of a father teaching his son, that's great, all right, when it's great. But if the parents, for whatever reason, are not up to that, you have to change. And this is just like Barapa Yerape, just like medicine adapts to whatever works best at that time, according to knowledge. Same too. Whatever will lead to the most Torah observance, that the Chachmei door of each door would do. Mitchila. Yadu Chachmei Adoros Lishtamish Baos Namidos Shator and Dressman. The Yud Gimel Kan, Rabbi Shmuel, we say in the Gedaming, Yadu Komida Umida Echin Adreshes Ve'eza Ofen Yichol Mishtamesh Ba. Like the Malbim, the Grun, and Siv, they could, the Psukim, and a missing Vav, an extra Vav, a Yud. Vayu Bekim Bechaseres Ve'eteros. They know there's an extra letter here, a lack of letter there, so make a Drasha. Ve'os Yaseira L'Drasha Nemra. Ve'gufei Alokos Namadim Miyud Ovav Yaseira. Then it was very mapid. Because Torah Shvapeh is intimate, and Torah Shvachtav is mamish based on what you're seeing. Because if you make a drush of an extra vav or an extra yud, you have to see it in front of you. Intimate from Rabbi to his Talmud. He writes his own little notes. Himself, like before Shir. Who can be exacting in the style of a lashon atchiyuchal ha'ma'ayin ma'asul daki elavin kol kamis mechaber? Who can really understand what the Rebbe really meant? For that, you can't put it down in writing. You have to really has to be an intimate balpeh type of teaching. Ve'ena mechaber yichol tov kol kach meduktak. And when you're writing things down, you really can't convey it as well. Atchiyibur ben akash chibur mishnah b'nei miyut alavavos le'nitzur tzavos shalchal mivaru. Rabbi akash, Rabbi Yudas, they had to write down the mishnah because there's no choice. At that stage, the Torah Shabbat started pushing away Torah Shabbat. Because then we were less learning out from the Pesukim themselves and more from Svaros. Very rare to actually learn Halacha from the way Torah is written. That was then, and now we have a new way of learning. That was good then, but now where our major learning is based in Svaras and Medam and Milta Lamilta, logically speaking, Chavsagavra with Hagdara, two alachas, three alachas, it's different. Zel Chatimus Tukuvas Amarayim. The Shem that Ein Alacha Yitzis Mitocha Mikra El Mitocha Mishnah Gvara. Oh, so what's the Yisod? So just jumping down, let's finish up. Ulefikach was 8 lines to the bottom. Ulefikach. Call Iker Halimud Nishar Atzlina B'Torah Shabbat Peh. Ki hi amivila di maisa. Because that's the way which we have maisa. Umechuyav man alarot shalimud yeh Talmud v'ili maisa. We have to be very medactic, whatever works. What works for the Jewish people? With the Haskam of Gilei Ador. Shukein hi chovat melamdi tinokot lamdam l'chanech l'tam b'derech tova v'hi tzurat Talmud Torah. Okay, because what's the major sod? No, it's like this. Is that things do not change. All right? The Kedusha is... of Makom, of Zman, is as the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu expressed it through the Torah. And that was a problem with Chayta Egel. We thought that we could decide not the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's out of bounds. Oh. And therefore, most every mitzvah doesn't change. Just what why Talmud Torah things do change, it's like medicine. Medicine, whatever works, and with the knowledge which medicine gets to help people out, same to a Torah, which is salvation for the soul, whatever works. If there's maybe in a pristine condition, the father teaches your son at a certain age, but things change, and for Talmud Torah, it has to be maybe the Maisa. Maisa, meaning of understanding and of teaching it. So it's not a free-for-all, but that's the Yisod, is that Talmud Torah, the things change, like Volozhin, but there are some changes. Just somebody told me of a Shabbos, Ariel was talking with his father, Rav Akiva, we're friends. He was Rav Yaakov's Chavusa back in the day in Shanabet. So as he said, like this, he said that in Volozhin, they didn't learn the Chavusa. This was done. Guys came, they learned, they went to Shir, and they went on. So things do change. All right, but what? But Talmud Torah, it's whatever works, both in terms of content matter, in terms of age, in terms of who's the Rebbeim, in terms of location. So for that, it's not a free-for-all. For that, we have Rabbanim who decide what things do change, what things don't change. But Talmud Torah, the Yisod is, what is Mevi Lidei Maisa? All right, so we really have to have that dumb of the Meshech Chacham before that, otherwise people might get the wrong idea, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is by far no reformer. So Mizrach Hashem, we should be Zocha to learn together, to know from good things. It's a pleasure to see everybody. And Mizrach Hashem, Michael Ochayo. Thank you. I think you're clear. Yeah. Okay, so thanks. Scott, thanks for you weren't a plant. You weren't a plant.